Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Okay, if you have ever said to yourself, I am out of control with sweets, I can't control myself around sugar, as soon as I have a bite of something sweet, it always spirals into a binge, like I just want to eat normally. I just want to be that person that can have one or two cookies and moves on with their day without binging on the entire box. I just want to be able to like eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm full. I want to be able to have cookies in the house, but not always binge on them. I want to eat normally. I want to eat in moderation. I want to, you know, be able to just like feel in control around sweets and cookies and chocolate, because you know that keeping chocolate out of the house is unrealistic and unsustainable. You know that depriving yourself is going to lead into more binges, right? You're very well aware of that. And right now, you might be even honoring your cravings because you know the importance of honoring your cravings so that you don't get these, you know, crazy urges to binge. You know how important it is to stop restricting yourself. You know how important it is to stop depriving yourself. And you probably are having less binges right now. And that's amazing. But you also are ready to end the cycle for good. Like, you don't want to just have some good days around sweets where like sometimes you can have cookies and feel in control, and then other times you just binge the entire time. You don't want to have less binges. Like, you want to end this cycle for good. And like I said, you want to be able to keep, you know, cookies in your house, but just have them in moderation. So I want to share the different reasons of why you feel like you can't just have like one or two cookies without binging, because there is certain things that you could be doing right now that's actually causing you to binge. You're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. But if you are doing the things that I'm going to list off today, then of course you're going to be out of control. So a few different reasons why you keep on binging, more specifically on like cookies and sweets. So right now, you might be allowing yourself to have the cookie, but you're not sure. Am I actually craving it? Is this an urge to binge, or am I just bored? And the problem with this is, if you don't know if you're experiencing a craving, if you're experiencing the urge to binge, or if you're just having a snack because you're bored, the problem with that is if you're acting on your urges to binge, it's going to feel impossible to stop. You guys know, right? It's like the urge comes on, the urge is so strong. It's demanding, it's persistent, it's convincing you that you must give in. And as soon as you act on that urge, it feels like you have no control. It feels like you entered this zone and it, like somebody is taking over your body. And even though you know you don't need any more cookies, even though you know you're full, your body's like, keep going. It just feels like you have absolutely no control. But if you don't recognize that it's an urge and you give in, well, then again, of course, it's going to feel impossible for you to stop. It's not that you lack motivation or you lack discipline. It's if you're acting on your urges, there is going to be no control. Now, if you are just eating out of boredom, let's say you're just like snacking out of boredom, well, the problem with that is you actually don't extract any satisfaction. You're bored. Like, you don't even taste the food. It's like you're not even hungry. You're not having a craving. You're just like, something to do. So you're not actually extracting any satisfaction from the cookies or whatever it is that you're eating. And that's when it's so easy to keep on eating. Knowing the difference between a craving, a binge urge, and boredom snacking is going to be so important, because that is going to actually help you be able to honor your cravings without spiraling out of control.
And again, if you don't know the difference and you're honoring, you're giving into your urges, it's going to spiral you into a binge. If you're just eating out of boredom, well, then you're not going to experience any satisfaction. And you just keep on eating to try to find that satisfaction. And then again, one cookie turns into two, turns into three, turns into four. Next thing you know, it's spiraling into a binge. Now, the second reason is you get excited to have a cookie, but then you start getting in your head. How many of you guys are in your head? It's like, but like, should I really be having this? Like, you know, maybe I shouldn't. I know I said I wanted to do better this week. Like, I know I have health and fitness goals. Like, maybe I shouldn't. That back and forth conversation that goes in your mind, that is literally just you spending more time thinking about food, thinking about calories. And that's when your inner critic comes on full blast and it's like, you shouldn't do it. Come on, you said you were going to do good. Come on, don't do it. Right? You get into your head. And I remember on my journey, I literally like lived in my head the entire time. Like I was just so up in my head. Like I felt like there was two voices inside of my mind. Like one voice was like, you know, you're allowed to have it. Like you can eat it without guilt. Like don't beat yourself up. And then the other voice was like, yeah, but you need to do good. Like, don't even bother starting to have the cookie because you don't have any control. Like, it was like two different voices inside of my mind. And maybe that's happening for you as well, too. When you know how to be confident with your decisions around food, you can enjoy a cookie and move on with your day without judgment. When you're in your head, that's when the inner critic comes in. And that's when you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't give in. And then you deprive yourself and you don't honor your cravings. So when you actually start owning your food choices and you're confident around that, again, you can have a cookie and you're not judging yourself. So that's when it's so easy for you to move on with your day. If there's judgment, if you're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. If there's guilt, if you're like, oh, you shouldn't have had the cookie. Well, then again, you just spiral into the all or nothing mentality. Now, the third reason why you are not able to just have like one or two cookies and move on with your day is you don't know how to enjoy a cookie. Because again, you've been so used to thinking it's wrong. It's bad to enjoy something sweet. When you know how to extract full pleasure, full satisfaction from your food, you are so much more connected to your body. It will be easy for you to stop after one or two cookies without needing the whole box. But again, this kind of ties into the second one. If you have been so used to dieting, diet culture says cookies are bad. Don't honor your cravings. You're bad. Like I remember, oh man, like even being on a meal plan, there was no cookie on my meal plan. So every time I would have a cookie, I felt like I messed up. But it wasn't that I messed up. It's I was so in this perfectionist mindset of like, this one person told me that this is the only food that I'm allowed to eat. So God forbid I eat one thing that's not on this meal plan, I'm a failure. And that's not even true, right? But again, when you're so black or white, when you're like, everything needs to be perfect, when you are like all or nothing, like I used to be, it was like, no, if I don't follow this plan to a T, I'm failing. If I don't eat exactly on this meal plan, then I failed my diet. And how often do you try to follow something? And then again, you have a cookie or you have something that's not on your plan and you're like, oh, well, already messed up. And then that's what actually spirals into a binge. Even when I used to track calories and macros, and I'm so thankful I don't track calories. I don't weigh my food. I don't measure anything. I just eat intuitively. It's the most freeing freaking thing in the world. Even this past weekend, Andrew and I went to the mall and we were just going to get some running shoes. And I was like, let's go out for lunch. Like I would have never a few years ago, you guys, I would have never, ever, 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 ever initiated going out for lunch because that would mean, oh my God, what are the macros? Oh my God, like I'm going to eat too much. Oh my God, extra calories. And I was the one that's like, let's go for a date night. Or date day, like let's go out for lunch. It was like the most fun thing in the world. This is one place that we love to go. And it's like an hour and a half from our house now. So it's like so special when we go there. It's like a little date. And then we were at the mall and, you know, a few hours passed after having lunch. And then, you know, Andrew was just like, hey, like, do you want to go get a smoothie? And like, you don't even think twice. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And then looking at the menu, literally, it was like 2 seconds, and I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Not okay, let me think in my head. Okay, well, if this has a banana and strawberries and orange juice, well, that's gonna be too many carbs. Okay, what are the calories? Like, you don't think in your head all day. You don't obsess all day. You're not in your head thinking about food and calories. You can make faster decisions around food. It was like the most effortless thing. Unfortunately, I spilled half of my smoothie on my entire body. Some of you guys saw my Instagram story. Oh my gosh. I literally was trying to get the straw in. Like, it was one of the straws that was like very pointy and you just got to like poke it. And I was like poking it too hard and it exploded all over me. You guys, I'm in the mall and I got this chocolate smoothie. And the chocolate smoothie went all over my body. I was wearing light blue pants. I'm in a mall, walking to the bathroom. Everyone's staring at me like, what is this lady wearing? Because I was literally wearing my smoothie. It was the funniest thing. It was kind of shitty, but it was kind of funny at the same time. But the point of me sharing this story is like, when you can just eat and not have to like track your food, and you can go to lunch with your partner without thinking twice. Even when we ordered, I actually didn't even order my own thing. You know what I said? Andrew, go to the front, get us 2 burgers, and we're going to split them. And you have half of one and I'll have half of the other. So we're going to have a full burger, but like, we'll just have, you know, I'll have a half of one type of burger and then a half of another type of burger. I'm like, go choose. That would have never happened a few years ago. I would have been like, I would have looked at the menu a week in advance. I would have had been the one to order because, oh, I need no sauce. I need, you know, it needs to be this. It needs to be that. I don't even know. I'm like, Andrew, go order us 2 burgers. He's like, which ones do you want? I'm like, I don't care. Just go order them. Like, this is the freedom, you guys. This is the freedom. Anyways, when you know how to enjoy your food, when you know how to enjoy your food without being like, oh my gosh, I'm doing something bad or I'm doing something wrong. Like, it would have been really easy for me to be like, oh shit. Like, I went out for lunch and then I got a smoothie and I didn't really eat a proper, you know, I didn't really eat like a proper meal. Cause like, oh my gosh, extra carbs. I had potatoes and a burger. Like, it's so easy to get in your head. But when you can actually just enjoy your food without the food noise, you actually enjoy it. It's really hard to enjoy a meal when you're in your head. It's really hard to enjoy a meal when you're like, what are the calories? What are the macros? Is this good for me? Is this bad? Oh my gosh. And if there's guilt while you're eating, you cannot be connected to your body. You can't even taste the food. And this is when it's so easy to not just have 1 or 2 cookies, because the entire time that you're having the cookie, you're judging yourself. You're feeling bad. You're like, I'm doing something wrong. So your body doesn't register satisfied. And then you just have 3 cookies, 4 cookies, 5, 6, 7, 8, and you're not satisfied. So you are not able to just have 1 or 2 cookies for those reasons, but also you have urges, you have diet culture thoughts that are sneakily floating inside of your mind. Sneakily. You might have like very loud diet culture thoughts and you're like, yep, like that's a diet culture thought. And then some are just so ingrained into your brain that you don't even recognize, you know? Like, for the longest time, like, I didn't even recognize like how many unhelpful diet culture thoughts I had in my mind. It's just like, when you believe something to be true, like a cookie is bad, it's like, you don't even recognize that that's an unhelpful thought. You're just like, it's a fact. This is bad. So when you know exactly how to distinguish the difference between a craving, an urge to binge, and habitual boredom snacking, when you start owning your food choices without judgment, when you trust yourself around trigger foods and you're less impulsive with food, and you are getting back in tune with your satisfaction cues, not just hunger and fullness, but your satisfaction cues, you will have so much more control around food. You will not have the desire to eat until you're physically sick. It will feel effortlessly for you to just eat normally, enjoy a few cookies, you know, honor your cravings without spiraling into a binge. And this is exactly what I'm going to be helping with you guys inside of my upcoming program, Eat Normally, which I'm so excited about. This is all about helping you eat normally, eat intuitively without spiraling out of control. Because you know that tracking, weighing, and measuring your food is exhausting. You're done with that. Whether you've done that in the past or you're still doing it, you know that it just makes you think about food and calories so much more. You know that you're in your head all day long. And you know that you just want a sustainable way to eat. You just want to eat like a normal person. And eating intuitively can help you get there. The reality is, eating intuitively isn't hard, but it requires you to master a few things, like getting back in tune with your hunger, fullness, and satiety cues. So you can eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. It requires you to build up trust, so you know how much to eat without MyFitnessPal. You can keep chocolate in the house without binging. You can literally forget that it's even there. You can have the one or two cookies and move on with your day without guilt, without judgment. Most people, the problem is most people don't even know how to eat intuitively. They just see it as a free-for-all and they're wondering, like, why am I spiraling out of control? Like, why am I gaining a bunch of weight? Because you're not actually eating intuitively. So I'm going to teach you inside of Eat Normally, I'm going to teach you the foundational principles of eating intuitively so you can actually eat intuitively without spiraling out of control. You can eat when you're hungry. You can stop when you're full. You can have one or two cookies and move on with your day. You can go to the restaurant and effortlessly order whatever you want without guilt or without spending, you know, the entire week leading up to it thinking about what you're going to order, without getting into the all or nothing mentality, without thinking about food and calories all day long. So if you are ready to eat intuitively, you're ready to have chocolate without guilt, you're ready to stop obsessing over food and calories and just eat like a normal person who doesn't have all this crazy food noise in your mind, this program, Eat Normally, is going to help you know exactly how much to eat without having to weigh, track, measure your food, or diet ever again. Like, this is freedom. Imagine just being able to like wake up in the morning and like actually feel hunger, honor your hunger, and then it's effortless for you to stop when you're full. You can honor your cravings. You can have some chocolate with your lunch and move on with your day. You can go out for dinner. You can go on these spontaneous dates with your partner, with your family, without just thinking about food all day long. So I'm very excited. We are starting at the end of April. You can message me, Eat Normally. Like, literally just message me the words Eat Normally and I will send you all the details. This has been a client favorite program. I run a few different programs, but this is one of my clients, a lot of my clients' favorite programs. So I'm so excited to guide you through this. I'm so excited to help you heal your relationship with food, stop dieting, stop thinking about food, stop obsessing over calories, and just help you get back to eating like a normal person again. So again, you can just message me, Eat Normally, and I will send you all the details. I cannot wait to see you inside. Have the best day ever, and we'll see you guys soon.